busy sidewalks,
dressed in holiday stuff. What's your favorite Christmas song?
Oh, girly, I don't know. You're asking a tough question.
What's your least favorite Christmas song?
The 12 Days of Christmas. I want no part of it.
None?
No, I don't like it.
I don't like Christmas shoes.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes.
Which I actually have not heard in years. They don't really play it, I don't think, on the Christmas channels.
I sang it once for chorus in high school. What do you think about that?
I don't think of it very highly. Let me tell you, year, and just this year, as it hits number one on the Billboard charts, I'm over it.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree?
I'm over it. I'm over that song.
Let me tell you something about that song. I've never been a big fan. Like, I'll listen to it, like, twice in a holiday season.
Right.
I won't listen to it beyond that. I would say the same with All I Want for Christmas Is You. I won't listen to it a ton, because it's... Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. How are you, babe? How you doing?
Do you want me to answer honestly?
It's up to you.
No. I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm vibing.
Yeah.
It's Amen. 10 days till Christmas.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
But when this comes out, it'll be very close to Christmas.
Very close.
It'll be the Wednesday before Christmas.
Yeah, I think we're 5 days at that point.
Yeah, 5 days.
I think we're 5 days. Yeah.
Happy almost Christmas, everyone.
Happy almost Christmas,
Merry,
guys.
Merry Christmas.
I hope to those who celebrate, if you celebrated Hanukkah, no, I hope it went well.
No, to everyone. Because no matter what, Christmas Day still happens, and I hope it's good for you.
That's
even
true.
Even if you're not celebrating.
That's true. You're right.
You don't have to celebrate Christmas for the day to arrive.
You'll get it off. I'll tell you that.
Period.
Amen.
I always do.
Enjoy your day off.
I always get it off.
I love that. I'm going to be a little TMI on the pod today.
Well, when aren't you?
Very true.
Do it.
I'm just going to say it.
Do it.
I'm just going to say it.
Oh my God, please.
My balls are killing me. My testicles.
That's not what I thought.
My nuts are cracked.
Why?
I don't know.
Balls hurt?
My balls hurt. Guys, let me say this.
Wait, both of them or one?
Both. Both goose eggs. They hurt.
How? Like, in what sort of way? What kind of pain?
Well, let me tell you this.
Okay.
When I imagined 31,
yeah,
I didn't think to myself it would be like this. I didn't think it would be.
I could have told you.
When I looked back, I said, pain, I'll fight through it.
Oh my God. I do remember that when I was young and people would be like, oh, when you get older, you're like, you just hurt.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, of course you do. It's because you're fat and ugly.
Yeah.
And then I became fat and ugly.
Same. What happened?
I used to be young and porcelain.
Alabaster ass.
Period.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Coochie tight.
Mm-hmm.
Boobies high.
Booty right.
Mm-hmm. Tight, lifted, plump, and juicy.
Absolutely.
And now I wake up and something does hurt every day.
Every day.
My back never goes without hurting. I was stretching my back today at work and somebody goes, what are you doing?
I'm stretching.
And I said, oh, because you're in your 20s. You don't understand.
Oh, that's right.
This is what people have to do. This is what old people have to do.
Yeah.
Just to be able to survive. I have to stretch the vertebrae of my spine or it stiffens for the rest of the day.
Absolutely.
So if I don't lean over and get a good old stretch in, I'm done.
We're having a
Send me home so I can lay in bed.
I will be hunched. I will look like the old woman from Beauty and the Beast, hunched over.
Well, even more so.
Even more so. I already do. I'm just in better posture.
You're the woman who offers the rose.
Yeah.
Who's like, I need a place to stay.
Yeah, yeah. So that's currently me. I have had consistent back pain for over a month now. I stretch.
Wait, we have to go back to your
penis.
I almost said penis.
My penis.
Your balls.
My balls. We're getting there.
Okay, go ahead.
So I have had consistent back pain for about a month now.
Lower, upper?
Lower. Right, right above the cheeks.
This doesn't feel good.
It's not great.
It feels linked.
So I told my coworkers about my lower back pain. I didn't even have to. I've been sitting in the massage chair at work every day for at least an hour.
Yeah.
And my coworker asked where it hurt, and I said my lower back. She goes, well, that could be a sign of a kidney infection, so you should get it checked out. Yeah, please.
Wait, is there more?
Well, there's more to it, but please tell me.
This happened to me.
Yeah.
And I had a flare up in my kidneys, and then my balls hurt, And I woke up one day writhing in pain in the middle of the night and had to go to the ER.
Yeah.
Because I was passing a kidney stone.
That's terrifying.
Terrible. That's the worst pain I ever felt. And they say that passing a kidney stone. Now, don't, ladies, keep your thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
They say passing a kidney stone for a man is as close you can get as childbirth, like the pain scale. It was the worst pain I ever felt. I just sobbed. And then when I got to the ER, they weren't helping me fast enough. And I couldn't help but yell out loud for help. It was so bad. But it feels like, and I don't want to scare you.
I'm scared.
I don't want to scare you. When you have a kidney stone, it sort of feels like somebody's pulling at the bottom of your balls. Is that the pain?
I'm not there.
You need to drink a lot of water.
I do, though. I drink a lot of water. So I was concerned about a kidney stone. I didn't think that
it
was.
If it is a kidney stone, at the end of the day, you'll be okay. You need to pass it. But you need strong pain meds.
Let me tell you. So I was convinced that, you know, maybe I had a kidney infection. I woke up 2 days ago, 3 days ago now. My balls started to have like a little bit of a weird feeling.
Yeah.
They hurt. So I went to the doctor yesterday because I was convinced that I either
had...
Did
it feel like blue balls?
No.
No.
No. It just felt like an occasional pain.
Is everyone enjoying this conversation?
Do you guys like my ball chat?
Stop.
You guys like my test. Call me test tickles.
And they do.
And they do.
They
and
do. They do. They call You're me test really tickles. Tickly right
Miss
now.
Tickles.
Yeah, Miss Tickles if so, you will.
So I went to the doctor yesterday and I was like, listen, I either have a kidney infection or testicular cancer. That's what it has to be.
Or torsion.
So it was a female doctor. She had to, you know, fondle
Hold
my
you.
Balls. She had to fondle my balls.
Hold you.
Yeah, she had to
Wait,
hold.
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay, this did not happen to me.
Oh. They thought they had a hernia.
Okay, so you went to the doctor.
Yeah.
This is your normal doctor, or you went to somebody else?
It was the same place my normal doctor is, but he was busy, so okay. I had a
So you went into your doctor's office.
Yes.
And you said, this is my issue. What were you wearing?
Jeans.
Shirt.
And a shirt and just a light denim jacket.
Okay. Always.
Always.
So you had to unzip?
I had to unzip and pull the pants down.
And what do you do with the penis?
She's just hanging there. She's just chilling.
Did she look at your balls or did you guys just make dead eye contact while she fondled?
I looked at the wall.
You said this is
while
terrible.
She stuck her hands all around. Yeah, she had to call someone in the room. She goes, I have to have someone come in the room for safety purposes. And I said, I'm not going to harass you, and I promise you're doing nothing for me. And she goes, it's just a matter of precaution. And I said, no worries.
Invite the whole crew.
Let them in.
Yeah.
Let them in.
It's a party.
Let them in. Have them gander at my cheeks.
Yeah.
So I looked at the wall, and she looked at my testicles.
Oh. Yeah.
And she fondled around, and she like touched around to make sure I didn't have a hernia. I don't have a hernia.
What's going on in there?
They think I pulled a muscle.
Okay, wow. What were you doing?
Stretching.
No, like an old person?
Yes. Yes. I tried stretching 3 days ago and to relieve some lower back pain. I watched a YouTube video on some stretching techniques.
And it pulled a muscle in your groin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't ever stretch again.
I am so old. That's
I think
how
you're
you know.
Just meant to live a life of stiffness.
Yeah.
Like you're not supposed to stretch.
I'm never putting these ankles limber. Behind my head. Never.
No.
Never.
No.
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 No way. There's no way.
No.
I've just given up.
People
at this point.
In sex that like to be folded like a pretzel, I don't understand.
I don't get that.
If you do that to me, I'm going to say, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah. No, that's where I'm at
yeah,
currently.
I'm going to get a cramp.
I still have.
You know I'm going to get a cramp.
The stretching didn't work. My lower back is killing me.
Fucked.
And now my testicles hurt as well. And now I'm like, well, what the fuck? This is 31.
Do you ever use those icy hot patches?
No, but I'm going to get them.
Yeah.
I almost brought my heating pack to wear while we recorded today because I'm in such pain, girl.
Have.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry you're in such pain.
Well, you know what? That's 31, I guess.
You need to go get a massage.
Who's to say? I think I'm going to now. Here's the thing. I don't want anyone touching my cottage cheese body, but like, I guess.
No, dude, when they, the massage therapists love it.
The
more meat you got, the more to rub.
I get it.
Speaking of old things.
Yeah.
let's talk about my cat for 2 seconds.
Let's talk about
because
your cat.
The cat, who is not old, she's middle-aged.
But she acts old.
But oh my God, I think we've talked about her in the past. She's the fussiest fucking bitch.
I can't.
Love her. She's so cute though.
She's really cute.
She was just prescribed last week Prozac for her stress.
Not,
she has terrible stress
not
and anxiety.
Pet Prozac though.
No. Human being, Prozac. Which I did not know was an option.
I didn't think you could do that. That's crazy to me.
That's wild.
My brother has a dog that's double the size of her, and she's on puppy Prozac.
Like, and she's on human Prozac.
That's wild to me.
She's on human Prozac, where like if we're having a bad day together, it could be like a mommy and me pill.
Yeah.
I could take one. She can take one.
I mean, that sounds kind of nice.
Right?
Ah!
And then we just pet each other.
I think that sounds
and
great.
And watch a Christmas movie.
Amen. That sounds really great,
that sounds
actually.
Great.
What are you doing after this? Because I think we should do that.
All right, fine. Let's do it.
Fine.
Give your Aunt Kevin a Prozac.
Give Kiki a Prozac. Come here. I can't believe this fussy queen. I've never met a fussier cat
oh my
in my life.
God. Never.
Never.
And you never will again.
Never.
Like, this is something I feel like nobody encounters.
It's kind of giving, like, emo girl vibes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, do I?
Hey there. It's her. Just listening to Ohio is for Lovers mm-hmm. and licking
day
her asshole.
Daydreamer. Daydreaming all the time. Do you know who sings that?
I don't. Who
Paramore.
Is that? Do you remember Megan Dia?
No.
Monster. How should I feel? No.
No.
Oh, me either.
Right. Do you remember when Sia wasn't a piece of shit?
Is Sia a piece of shit?
Yeah.
What happened?
Sia made that whole movie about the, I believe, I did not see it. I believe she made a movie called Music about a girl whose name was Music.
Okay.
And she had autism.
Okay.
I believe it was autism. Now I don't know. Now I'm just as bad as Sia. But I didn't make the movie. Sia did.
Okay.
And she cast Maddie Ziegler to play the girl
with
autism instead of casting like somebody with a disability. Maybe it wasn't autism though. Now I don't know. Guys, what was it? But it was something. And like then she like, when people were like, oh, you should have used a, you know, an actor. There's so many disabled actors who never get cast in anything. And now you wrote a movie about a disabled person and you could have used a disabled actor.
Oh.
And she like doubled down and was like, Maddie did a perfect job being disabled. Like it was like wild.
Okay. So it's kind of like the
and
kid
now she
from-
sings that Kathy Griffin's dinner table.
Yeah, she does, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. Mm-hmm. I do love Kathy Griffin, though. I will say that.
Me too.
I do. Let me say this, though. Is it very, it's very similar to Glee when they had the kid not in a wheelchair, sit in a wheelchair.
Yeah, the gay boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they pushed, I remember one scene where they just pushed the wheelchair into a pool.
What's his name? I didn't watch Glee.
Kevin. It's just
that's
feels,
his real name.
Oh. Ben.
Archie?
Probably
no.
Archie. Archie feels right. Ludwig.
That's gotta be it.
Probably
that's
it.
Gotta be it.
Probably
that
it.
Or Robert.
Well, let me ask you this really quick. Just thinking
it.
About Ludwig. If you were a Mario Kart character,
okay,
of
that's
any
great one.
Any game, who are you?
Who do I want to be, or who am I?
I want both.
Like, who would I like to transform with? Like, if I had to body swap with one of them,
yes.
Who do I want, and who do I think I would be?
Yes.
I want to be Peach.
Okay.
Peach is my Mario Kart character.
Yes.
I really, it's old school, but I always played as Peach. And I think it stems from when you were a kid and it was, we had Nintendo 64.
Oh, yes.
And it was like a closeted gay. So my way of really sticking it to the man is Peach. By playing as Peach.
I totally get it.
You probably do.
I know. You know, I get it.
So that's who I would want to be.
Uh-huh.
Just Peach in general.
For sure.
She has a ponytail that kills.
She's serving.
And she has a little pink dress. And everybody, like, she has, like, this little plumber boyfriend, like, this short little stocky boyfriend.
Short king.
Period.
Short king.
But she also has caught the attention of the tall, big daddy.
Yes.
Bowser, who's like, I'll get you, too.
You know, in ways that kind of relate to Peach.
I don't think so. You have no men fighting over you.
I feel like older bears fight over me. But I don't have a short king. Yet,
but you will. Would
I
you
will.
Date a short king?
I'd prefer a tall king, but I'll
okay,
take a
okay,
short
okay,
king.
Okay,
no,
okay.
No prefer. You know, I mean, here
you
I am.
You get what you get.
Here I am, 31 years in. I guess I really should probably stop being picky. You know,
maybe look down.
I can get on my
there
knees.
There are people below you that probably are like, look at me.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So who would your...
So Peach is my...
Yes.
Peach
yes.
is who I would like to be.
Right.
But I feel like I am... Oh, God. I feel like I'm probably either Trixie.
Okay.
Right? I think her name is Trixie.
I think so.
The one with the pink sunglasses?
Oh, no, that's Roy, baby.
No, 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 the girl. There's a girl. Maybe it's not pink sunglasses. The one who looks at Candy Muse.
That's Roy.
No.
Yes, it is.
That is not Roy.
Yes, it is.
No. Don't do that to me. I could be Roy.
I'm Roy.
You are Roy.
I'm definitely relatable to Roy.
Is it not Trixie from Mario Kart?
No, it's Roy.
Stop doing this to me. What's her name? Is it Wendy?
I think it's Wendy.
Is it Wendy?
It's Wendy.
Period. I'm Wendy. Boom.
You're definitely Wendy.
I am 100% Wendy.
You're for sure Wendy.
I thought her name was Trixie, but it's only because she looks like Trixie Mattel.
She looks exactly like Trixie Mattel.
But I'm Wendy. I would like to be Peach, but I'm Wendy. I'm built a little shorter, a little stockier, baby, but still pink. Still pink.
Oh, my God.
You're Roy? By choice or by a sign?
My preference is to be Rosalina, because she's a hot cunt.
Yeah, she is.
She's a hot cunt.
We would be so cute as Peach and Rosalina.
We would look so cute. Yeah.
If we woke up tomorrow and I looked like Peach and you look like Rosalina.
We'd be
murdering. And we lived in a cartoon Mario world.
Yeah.
Would that work for you?
That would absolutely work for me.
Doesn't Rosalina have magical spells?
Yeah, she's a bad bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a bad bitch. I would be Rosalina.
I have an umbrella.
Yeah, you do. And a frying pan and a golf club.
So try it again.
Just try it, okay?
Try it. You don't know what's in this bag of tricks, baby.
You don't got it. Mm-hmm. But relatable, I look like Roy. Very similar build to you.
Wait, does Roy have a mohawk?
No, Roy has the pink glasses. Bald.
Who has the blue mohawk? That's another one.
I don't know the blue mohawk. I know Ludwig has the big blue hair.
I don't want to say something offensive, but say all these it. Koopas look the same.
Oh my God. You're going to say that in 2023? Are you kidding me?
They all look the same.
The Koopas be looking the same.
I can't tell the difference.
But I'm Roy. I'm completely bald-headed, no makeup on.
Period.
But because I have no makeup on, I'm wearing the big pink glasses because I don't want you to see the bags under my eyes.
Yeah. All right. So Roy and Wendy.
Honestly, I get it.
That makes sense for us.
I get it.
That makes sense for us. That makes sense for us. It also is like probably our trailer park name. No offense to anyone who lives in a trailer park. I would live in a trailer park.
No offense. I would live anywhere I could afford.
I sort of fantasize trailer park living, but not the trailer parks where like people are mean to each other and it's yucky.
Yeah.
But like a trailer park where people like enjoy small community.
Yeah.
I like small community.
I like small community too.
There's some nice trailer parks. This is going to sound really Republican. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
There's some nice trailer parks in Florida.
Okay.
But it feels community. Like they have like a home office. It's almost, a lot of places in Florida are set up where they have like a space where people can get together, like a community space. And stuff like that. But I like that they have little houses instead of apartments. What's the difference between a trailer and an apartment?
There's absolutely no difference.
In space and shit like that.
Girl, you got some grass. And that sounds nice.
When people talk shit about trailers, it makes me think that they are...
Yeah.
You know? Like, I don't think... Like, every home can be disgusting.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, it's a trailer, so it's gross.
No, not necessarily.
That's rude.
My grandparents live in a double wide.
But I will tell you that Wendy and Roy, they live in a trailer park together.
They do.
They're happy.
They are happy. I'm living in a pink trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
It's so cute.
Oh, absolutely. In like a big Barbie heart-shaped bed. When I wake up. Yeah.
I don't think we can sing Lizzo anymore.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. We've canceled a lot of people this year.
I cannot keep track.
God. I don't know anymore.
Question for you.
Please ask it.
I was going to ask before we recorded, and then I said, no, wait, I'm going to wait. Do you ever just want to play the game of fuck around and find out? And, like, do you ever just wonder how much you could get away with?
Yeah. Do you ever do it? I do it all the time.
I don't do it.
I push the boundary all the time.
No. No, no. Not boundary pushing. Could you kill a man?
Oh. If The Purge was legal.
No, not
legal. Oh, you just want me to murder someone.
I want cold blood.
Like, with risk of going to prison.
I don't actually know what cold blood means, but I want it.
I bet it could be cold blood.
I'm saying, not, and I'm just using that as an example, but do you ever just think to yourself, what can I get away with? What could I, like, I watch things, and I, of course, you root for the people who get caught that did the bad thing.
Yeah.
But I constantly think to myself, I wouldn't do that. I would have
done it better.
I would have done it this way.
Yep.
I would have hidden here.
Yes.
I would have, you robbed that bank, but then you have to go into hiding forever.
Yeah.
Like, don't keep hitting up different banks. Yeah. Like, I just think about stuff like that. And I think it's because I don't have the mind of a hardened criminal. Yeah. I cannot do those things. So I think about them. And I think about ways that I would get away with it.
I think that I would act up, and I think I would be like, I'm going to get away with this. Because I also listen to like podcasts and shit about like true crime, mm-hmm. and I watch like videos and shit on YouTube and TikTok and shit. And I'm like, oh, no wonder they got caught. They weren't even sly as hell. They were a mess. And I was like, I could keep it together.
Total mess.
I could keep it together. I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd be able to keep it together. I feel like I could have the time.
I don't know.
First of all,
like, you do think about it.
I feel
I could get away with that.
Like, I don't know if I'd rob a bank, but I could, and I can't, I don't think I can murder someone.
I can't murder somebody because I pass out with blood.
Yeah.
I could mail them anthrax.
You could. I think that if it was oh, I could steal this like 30 grand from a store. And then never show up again. You know what I mean? I used to work with someone who stole 10 grand from a store. And we caught him because he came to work the next day. And it was like,
that's wimpy.
Hey, you shouldn't have done that. Also, 10 grand.
I want to be that guy. Here's the real thing. If you're going to go as far as to steal.
Girl, you got to go all out.
You better steal. If you're going to murder. Like, this is where I sound like a crazy person. I would never kill. I would never do that.
I can't, no.
But I think to myself, if you're going to murder somebody, like straight up murder them.
Yeah.
You might as well become a serial killer.
Because you're going to go to jail for life. Right. Just rip the band-aid off.
So like, if I'm going to get one, I'm going to get plenty.
I may as well just go all out.
I'm going to get you all. Everybody who ever called me mean names.
I'm going to get you.
I'm getting you.
But like,
but I don't really want to get you.
Death by Smurf bite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No blood, no meanness.
No, I can't
no
do that.
No meanness. I can't do meanness.
No.
But I just, and I don't even want you to die. I just really want to like piss you off a little bit.
Yeah. I want to like push you down a hill.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good.
See, that I'll do.
And I would laugh.
Yeah. I'll push you down a hill and then I'll run. And you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
You'll never see me.
Yeah.
Until you do. And then I'll get you again.
And then you've.
What's the worst crime you think you could commit?
What?
What's the worst crime you think that you could commit?
I heard you.
Okay.
But I feel like, wouldn't it be murder?
You think you could do murder?
Oh. I thought you were asking in general, like, what is
no,
the worst crime
know
a person
you,
could commit?
No.
What's the worst crime that I could actually feasibly
yes.
do?
What would you do?
Oh, I'm not brave.
Okay.
I am not brave and I am not strong.
Okay.
I could. I don't know. I have. And I also feel bad about a lot of things. I could maybe like run out of a grocery store with a full cart.
Oh, you're wild. Oh, you're crazy.
Putting every nana to shame right now.
You crazy, girl.
I'm crazy.
You crazy.
I don't know. Tax evasion? Jen
okay,
Shaw.
Okay, Teresa Giudice.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I'm gonna
I mean, that's
you,
an easy thing to do.
I'm going to go. I'm going straight up Jen Shaw, though, but I'm going like cybercrime where I'm. Hello, baby.
Fraud. This is. Yeah. A fraudster.
Yes. Hello, baby. This is your insurance agency. I see that you don't have this. Please give me money now in Amazon gift cards and we'll resolve it.
Yeah, my grandmother,
that's what I'll do.
My grandmother was called and they said that they were her. They're like, hi grandma, I'm in jail, and I need somebody to give me money. And my grandmother was like, what? And they were like, hi grandma, I'm in jail right now.
Oh my God.
And I really would like you to help me. And my grandmother like caught on immediately and was like, no, you know, I don't have any money. I can't help you with anything. And then they're like, okay, but what about Richard? That's my grandfather's name.
Oh my God.
They use the full name Richard. And
my grandmother
was like, nope, you're going to have to sit in jail. Bye. Like, but how crazy is that? They try and target these older people and tell them that like their grandchild and they're in jail and they need them to send Google Play cards.
That is so scary. That's so scary. But I would jail. Do that shit.
I'm in jail, but they told me the only way I could get out of here is if you went to Target.
Yeah.
And bought some Visa gift cards.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, baby, it's Cher. Do you believe in life after love? I'm going on tour and I need...
Just warming up. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. I had a frog in my throat. I could use $300 in Amazon gift cards. Could you please send to Daddy? Or Cher?
That's exactly how it goes, though.
Yeah.
Can you please send to Daddy? Or Cher?
How many people?
It's me, Cher. It doesn't sound like Cher at all.
Hey, it's me, Cher.
Hi, girls. It's me, Cher. I'm going crazy on my new tour. I can't wait to hit up everywhere. Guacamole, Japan, Yugoslavics. Can you please send me $300? I need to pay for a new microphone. Peace and love, Cher.
Hey, gypsies, tramps, and thieves. It's me, Cher.
Yes.
I can't.
Yes.
Oh, did you see the people are still going after her? They're still going after her for lip syncing at the parade.
Cher?
Yes, leave her alone.
Cher has never not lip synced.
Right. So who leave her alone.
She's lip synced since the 70s.
Get off her back.
Let her do. Nobody. Okay. Pause.
Okay.
When you listen to a Cher album and it sounds like a robot.
Yeah.
A robot.
Yeah.
You expect to go see her live and have, like, a human being can't sound like that without help.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't naturally sound like that. So you think you're going to go to see Cher live?
You thought
and
she
she's going
singing.
To sound like a human?
Right.
No, no, no. She can't make the sounds on her album without lip syncing.
Yeah.
Because she literally sounds like a Tamagotchi pet.
Yeah, she does. She does.
So don't lay
her
off.
Alone.
Lay
leave her
off.
Alone.
Cher's like, what, 80? Almost 80?
Almost 80. Yeah. Leave her alone.
Leave her alone. She looks great. Alone.
She looks really good. I just watched an interview where I think she was with Olivia Rodrigo. And Olivia Rodrigo asked her a question about, she says something along the lines of like, do you wish that you lived a different life? And she goes, no, I'm Cher.
Period.
And I said, amen, sister.
Period.
Good on you, baby.
Who would not? No.
No. You're Cher, bitch.
She hasn't had to sing in 50 years, but she's had a number one single in every single decade for the last 60 years.
She's got it. She's fine.
She's okay.
She's fine. This Christmas album was specifically, like, she was just a little bit behind on some rent. So she was like, I could use a little extra. It's fine.
I could use a little income.
It's fine. She's got it.
Do you believe in life after love?
I love that.
She doesn't sound like a human anyway.
No, she's never
Lay off. I don't want Cher to sing live.
I don't either.
I do not want her to sing
don't
live.
Don't mess with a good thing.
No.
Don't mess with a good thing.
I want her to get up there on the stage, turn around and sing in Furbish to me.
Simoleon. Wait, yeah, not Simoleon.
That's
Simlish.
That's Simlish. Simoleons Simlish. Is their
the money.
Money,
the currency. Yeah. Yeah. Could you imagine? Imagine if the Sims got Cher to sing a song for Sims Radio. I would lose my mind.
I love the Sims.
I want to go to a gay bar now.
All right, go ahead.
And I want them to be playing DJ Play a Christmas song. I don't think they're going to.
No.
But I want that to be the case. Picture this. Me.
Oh, that's tough.
Same hog body.
You do not have a hog body.
But I'm wearing a mesh tank top.
Okay.
And I have red Christmas ornaments hanging from each nipple.
Nice.
And I'm on the dance floor in leather pants. Because that's, you know, that's in, I guess, maybe. And DJ Play a Christmas Song comes on.
Yeah.
And I am swinging
your ornaments?
Those ornaments around and around. I feel like I feel like I would be the star of the show.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of that for too long for, I think, obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But wow, that sounds great.
Yeah, yeah. Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Streaming networks are the way of the future, and we're super excited to take a minute and just chat your ear off about Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus is home to movies and series that you already know and love, and a mountain of new and original content that you can only find there. For my athletic supporters, Paramount Plus is home to CBS Sports, so you can keep up with the NFL, the UEFA, whatever that is, and more. And for our youngsters, or the young at heart, that are just causing a ruckus in the background right now and you're really fucking annoyed with them, settle their asses down by setting them up in front of the new Paramount Plus original Rugrats series. Do you remember Rugrats from the 90s? Kevin, you remember that?
You know I do.
Who's your favorite character?
Angelica Pickles.
Mine too! I fucking love Angelica! they also have this new SpongeBob movie. Kevin, did you watch SpongeBob?
Yeah, you know I did.
Absolutely. And the SpongeBob movie is called Sponge on the Run. It's a running sponge. Sounds great.
It's everything.
It's everything. From major Hollywood blockbusters to awesome television series revivals like iCarly, the plans starting as low as $4.99 a month. I mean, I spend more than that every day on coffee. I'm not even kidding. Paramount Plus is the obvious choice when picking a new streaming service to subscribe to, and we're really excited to share that they're offering Two Bland Gay listeners, that's you, a free 7-day trial.
But Mr. Gay Person, what if I realize that I hate quality TV, movies, and original content?
Well, other gay person, you're in luck. You can easily cancel your subscription anytime. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the link in our show bio and subscribe now. Come on. Come on, do it.
We haven't talked at all about what we're drinking today. And we have drank.
Tell the girls what we're
drinking.
And
we have drank.
Oh, I have had a beverage or three.
Yeah.
Tell the girls what we're drinking.
I think that the first drink we had was called a naughty or nice?
The naughtiest, not nice, I believe is what it was called.
The naughtiest?
Naughty, not nice.
And I have no idea what was in it. Ginger. Ginger syrup.
Ginger and some oranges.
Oranges was in it.
And some cranberry.
Cranberries are in it.
Maybe some plain seltzy.
Salts.
It was delicious.
It was great.
It was slapping these cheeks.
It was like a sweeter, like a mule? Moscow mule a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I would say. But not super sweet. Not over the top.
No, it was very good.
I loved it.
Very good. Then we split a bottle of Prosecco. Work. I had more than you, but we both had Prosecco. And now we're just topping it off with a little vodka. You have a vodka crayon mm-hmm. with a little triple sec.
Yep.
And I have a vodka Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just happy.
And we're just two girls. The girls are girling. The girls are girling right now. That's it. That's all that's happening.
Yes. Every day is a winding road. You get a little bit closer.
We get a little bit closer.
Yeah.
Amen, sister.
You know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
I actually, on the topic of alcohol, I had two things I want to tell you. I think
that you're sober.
Maybe.
You're sober now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not a drop. Not never, a drop.
You haven't drank?
Not in 3 minutes.
All right.
So, no, there's a very new vodka out by Smirnoff, and it's called Red, White, and Mary.
Oh, I've had it.
Isn't it good?
It is delicious.
So good. I'm going to make us a cocktail next
you
week.
You love Red, White, and Berry.
You know I do.
Yeah, this is delicious.
I am nothing if not patriotic. Let me say that to
you. I want
to
say one thing to you.
Say it to me.
Listen to me. Look me in the eyes.
Let me look at those eyes.
God bless America.
God bless America.
Land that I love.
Stand beside her
and guide her.
Guide her.
God bless America.
America.
My home. Sweet home.
Girl, what was that?
Okay, so this is the time we announced that Kevin and I are releasing an album.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can.
I would love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I can.
I would love that.
One bland album.
That would be really great. I love that.
We could do it.
I could absolutely get into that.
Would you sing?
Yeah, I do a lot of beatboxing for you, though. That just feels safer for me.
I feel like you do a lot of, like, yelling, like, take it away.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're like,
hit him. Tell him, Justin. Yeah. Yeah.
Until we, it goes, do, 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 do. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, do.
I've heard it said.
Yes! Until that goes on, then you're like, okay, got this. I have first solo here.
Oh, I'm ready. I got it. Don't worry. Sit down. I got this one.
Yeah.
I got it. Don't worry. Also, with vodka, I need to tell you something. I don't know if you've seen this yet.
Say it.
This is new.
Please say it.
There is a new vodka out in the world, and it is by Doritos. And then it's a nacho cheese flavored vodka.
That's abhorrent. That's abhorrent.
Would you try it?
No.
No? You would try
it. Yeah, now
you would try
now
it.
I'm being dismissive. Who am I?
Who are
am
you?
I?
Who are you?
To turn down vodka.
Listen, if someone, who could it be, wanted to sponsor a beverage on the podcast.
Wait, I have a question, Kevin.
Tell me.
How could I sponsor a beverage for the podcast?
I am so happy that you asked. Let me tell you how you could do that.
Go for it.
You could get the Cash App app.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would I do with it?
You would find $ two bland gays.
Yeah.
You would add us. You would then send us money.
And in the comment of that money,
tell us what you'd like us to try.
And if you say Doritos vodka, I don't even know where to get that.
I also don't.
I would assume that the Doritos vodka would be created for people that really like maybe like a Bloody Mary.
I was thinking the same thing.
I hate a Bloody Mary.
I also hate a Bloody Mary.
I think they are terrible. But I don't like tomato juice or tomato soup.
Here's what I want. If I'm waking up in the morning, I want a mimosa. If a mimosa is not available and a Bloody Mary is available, I will just have water.
If a mimosa is not available but a Bloody Mary is available, you'll have water?
Yeah.
But let me say this to you. Let me give you girl math.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me a Bloody Mary is available.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you say is that vodka is available.
That's true.
So if I look at you in the morning and I say, Kevin, vodka is available,
I would hunker down.
Yeah.
I'd hunker down. I would make sure. You'd
have a sip.
It would take me a minute, but I'd get it down.
I said, Kevin, Doritos nacho cheese vodka is available. I know it's 8.
Yeah.
I know it's 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos nacho cheese vodka is available, and I can either give that to you straight or put it in a Bloody Mary.
Oh my God. I'm going to do Bloody Mary.
Oh, you are?
I'll have to. Straight?
Cheese vodka.
What am I putting that with?
No, straight means just straight.
Just straight up. I feel like no matter what time of day it is, I'm gagging.
Oh, I'm 100% gagging.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Not in the way that I'd prefer.
I would love to drink it and say, I'm gagged. That was delicious.
That's what's going
to
happen. Yeah. 100%. What did I have? Oh my God. I went to see our friend Allison last weekend.
Okay.
And we were celebrating her birth, and she had this Italian drink. It was that you do shots of, like little shot glasses of, and it tastes like rye bread.
I love rye bread.
No.
Yes,
then
I do.
Then maybe this is for you.
I had rye bread at lunch today.
You want to drink rye bread?
I would rather drink rye bread than cheese.
I cannot say that because I don't know. I put this to my lips. I had 3 sips. The 3rd sip, I almost threw up on the kitchen floor. I'm not kidding.
Do you think you're dramatic?
No, I was stone sober too. No, I wasn't. I was 3 drinks in. But
for you, that's pretty sober.
That's pretty sober.
Yeah.
But I had a 3rd sip and I said, can't do that. And I put it back down. I could not do it. And then she had 3 and then almost fell over.
Sipped?
No, 3 shots.
And almost fell over.
Yeah, I had to pick her up or hold her up.
I like that though.
Yeah. We had a good time. And then we watched the Barbie movie. So it was a win all around.
We can't sing that. We heard that earlier.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
What's the Dua Lipa song in that?
The Dua Lipa. Dance. Dance the night away. Great song. Great
yeah,
song.
It's really good. That one makes me dance.
That's a good one.
My cheeks shake.
My cheeks are shaking.
Yeah.
Speaking of gross things really quick, I just want to talk to you. I want to tell you something that I did the other day.
This is wild. This whole episode is wild. It's just you telling me about weird things you've done.
No, this isn't weird. Weird
things about you.
This isn't weird. Well, it's weird, but it's not that weird.
This is a deep dive on Kevin.
It's just a little bit about me today. Just
the name of this episode, Kevin's Balls.
Just a little bit about me. My nuts are cracked. No. No, I was on the LinkedIn, if you're a business professional.
I am.
And I clicked on the jobs area.
Okay.
And
you have a job.
I have a job, but sometimes it's fun to look.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
To peruse.
You got to see what's out there, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
I found a fully remote position was available for Van Leeuwen Ice Cream.
Oh my God.
And if you would remember, that would be the name of the company that provided the pickle ice cream, the
mac and cheese,
hot honey, and the mac and cheese ice cream that were horrendous.
Unless they were sponsoring and paying, then it was delicious.
Then it was really great. I can't wait for another bowl.
Could you believe how good it was? Oh my God.
So I applied.
You bitch.
I applied.
We'd have to delete the episode.
I would have to. It's fine. How could I not apply? It was an easy apply on LinkedIn, which you know, it's just a couple clicks. But I did write that I loved the product. So who's to say? So this was just yesterday, so I haven't heard anything yet. But stay tuned. I think I'll have at least an interview. I'm so excited.
Gag.
What if I got a job at Van Leeuwen Ice Cream? And got us free ice cream to sample and throw up on? How great would that be?
Oh, terrible.
I don't know if you know this. I just made plans with our pals, Hannah and Allison.
Never heard of them.
We're going to Amsterdam.
The Netherlands. Oh.
And then we're going to end our trip in Paris. This is next September.
Oh my God, how romantic.
I know. I'm an international woman.
You totally are.
I know. So I have to start saving money now because I have none.
Yeah, you do.
I got nothing.
You have no... Bare bones.
Big old goose egg.
Yeah.
Basically.
You have zero things.
I have nothing. I barely have a shirt on my back right now.
Yeah, that sounds like so much fun.
I'm excited. I'm nervous, but I'm excited. I'm always nervous with international travel. It'll be fun, though. I've never been to the Netherlands. I've never been to Paris. So I'm excited. I think it'll be very nice.
Oh, my God.
So we're going to do like a few days. I think it's 10 days.
But you're doing it booze free.
No. No. No, no,
you couldn't even pretend.
You are crazy.
You could not even pretend.
You are so crazy.
Will you have French wine?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what I will say, though? I am very nervous.
Like, do you have barefoot Moscato?
No.
Do you guys have barefoot Moscato?
You guys have the barefoot here? I just need a glass of Moscato. I am nervous for Paris. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Paris is dirty. It's like New York City dirty.
Yes, but also, I've always been told the French are
stink.
So rude. They're rude. They're just rude. They want no part
of... I thought they didn't wear deodorant.
Well, they might not. Who's to say? I don't know.
They're rude. Been. You're rude, though.
I am rude, and I'll be rude to you. Yeah. But I will be very nice in Paris until you're rude to me.
But you can't speak the language.
Yeah, so I won't know.
Yes, you don't care.
But I've been told they want no part of tourists.
Just don't speak and wear a beret.
Mm. I just give a little side eye.
I look like
a fucking mime.
Oui.
Guys, no offense to our French listeners. I'm so sorry. French.
We have two.
Two in a good week.
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Hello.
Hello.
We love you.
Au revoir.
You can meet Kevin in September.
On the street. I'll be there. If you want to meet me.
God knows he will take a picture in front of the Eiffel Tower. So.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with it like very like two of a kind style. And I'm going to like put my arms together and act like I'm leaning on it.
I'm going to buy the three of you berets.
Oh,
would you wear one in a picture?
I would wear a beret right now if you purchased one for me.
You would?
Yes.
What color do you want? Black?
Probably black. I feel like it goes with everything easier.
You wear a lot of black jeans.
I wear a lot of black.
So I feel like you could, yeah.
Yeah. I think a black beret would be very cute.
Yeah.
Would you ever wear a beret?
Yeah.
I think you'd look really cute in a bra.
Oh, you, thank you.
You and I on like one of those like two-person bikes with a baguette.
A picnic basket in the front.
I'm wearing a little ascot.
I'm holding my cat. She's screaming.
Oh, wee wee.
Ripping your hair out.
Well, such is life.
Wee wee.
Wee wee. We stop. We have lunch in front of the Eiffel Tower.
I realize you're going to France, but what if we also just planned like a French weekend?
That would be very
sweet.
Where
we just pretended we were in France.
I could make that happen.
We drink French wine. We wear berets. We eat baguettes.
I could do that. We watch French movies. And by French movies, I just mean Passport to Paris.
Oh.
Oh. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing.
Same thing.
I think it's the same movie.
Yeah. They both have Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen in them.
With or without subtitles.
Yeah. One of them is Mary-Kate. The other has Ashley. Yeah. It's fine.
Amelie, played by Ashley. It just says by Ashley.
By Ashley. That's it.
Yeah.
Ashley.
Passport to Paris, Billboard Dad.
Great flicks.
You know that I just got my Lizzie McGuire.
Water bottle. Guys, our friend Heather was just back up here from the Flo Rida for a few days.
She works at Didney.
And she brought Justin.
Well, I paid for it.
You did.
It wasn't a gift. Don't think she's creative.
Don't think she's nice.
I sent her a picture. I said, I need this.
And tell us what it is.
Would you not use your friend for their discount?
100. If I had, I wish you would have told me.
I could totally see you sucking on that.
I would suck so much shit out of that.
Yeah.
So good.
You have a good sucker for
it. I love sucking.
You love to suck.
I love sucking.
And you love sucking Lizzie. Lizzie McGuire.
Ah, tell everyone what it is.
So it's a water bottle. Just like. Like a tumbler. The same style as like a Starbucks cup, but it's bright pink. It has a flower charm on the straw. Mm. And then all around it is just pictures of cartoon Lizzie McGuire and things like it says like bestie or like too cool and like hearts and flowers.
Oh my God. I need one.
Tell me right now, would you not suck that?
I'm bringing that shit to a party. I'm putting alcoholic beverages in
it.
I'm bringing it to work. I'm putting water in it. Yeah. Maybe some alcohol. Who's to say?
But you would suck it.
I would suck so much out of it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sucking that thing all day, every day.
I'm so excited.
Oh my God.
I wanted to bring it to work, but I don't feel like it's a bright crowd.
No, I feel like you're going to get hate crimed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm telling everyone right now, I'm trying to get you a job where I'm working.
Yeah.
I want to work with you so bad.
Would you let me suck that in the room?
I want you sucking it in front of me all day, every day.
I could not even let you finish. I couldn't let you finish.
I can't. Suck it in front of me all day.
Would you let me suck that in front of you?
Suck it every day in front of me. Every day.
Would you watch me suck it?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I want you sucking it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Till it's dry.
I want you to walk into our office.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, suck it. And you're just going to put it in.
And I look at you and say, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's
go
gone.
Go fill it up.
I
go
need
fill
to
it
fill
up.
It.
Go
I fill need it to up. Fill it. I need to suck it more.
I feel like if I get you a job where I work, nothing's getting done.
Or everything gets done.
That's very true.
Because here's a good thing about me.
Okay.
I come across as a lazy piece of shit. I'm a piece of trash.
Okay.
I'm a really good worker.
I know you are. I've worked with you before.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Yeah. You worked with me when I was young. And drunk all the time.
True.
Now I'm older and drunk all the time.
True. So true.
I have a bad back.
So, yikes.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too. Yeah.
No, I don't know. I like to work.
We're going to have so much fun.
I like to do things. I want to be busy. I like to be busy. And I get so annoyed by like, right now. So guys, I just started a new job. I talked about this before.
Yeah.
It's just not.
It's not it.
It.
It's not
and
it.
And I thought I'd be like busier. It's a lot of standing around and like people acting like they don't know what the fuck they're doing. That sort of annoys me. One good thing about working at Disney World when I worked there, it was always busy.
Yeah.
I always had something to do.
Yeah.
And then before that I worked, you know, for a Broadway show, always busy, always something to do. I hate
this is different
being at work when I'd rather be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we're all just standing there.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that pisses me off. Can we do something?
No. Yeah.
Can we get something done?
Yeah.
Because we're here and we'd all rather be home.
Right. Right.
So can we get something done?
Right. Let's just get something done.
That's actually a real pet peeve.
We're
at home and there's nothing to do.
We're a very small team and there's a lot to do. But we're going to get a lot done.
Period.
And we're going to have a good time while we do it.
And I'm going to suck the
You're
hell
gonna
out
suck
of
so much.
Lizzie McGuire straw.
I'm going to bring so much seltzer so you can suck so much seltzer out of that
thing.
Oh
my God. And I'll bring my own seltzer.
Please do.
Because who knows when I'll want to be done sucking.
I make iced coffee every morning. A fresh pot every morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Get ready, bitch.
And I bring treats. You like treats?
I love treats.
Guys, do you think Kevin and I should work together? The answer is probably no, but like, we should.
If you guys think we should work together, give the podcast 5 stars.
If you guys think we should work together, download the Cash App and type in $Tubeland Gays and send us $50 and say drink of your choice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a great idea. I think that's how we'll absolutely know if you should work with me.
Oh, I have an idea.
Tell me.
You guys Cash App us the amount of dollars you want us to drink in Dollaritas at Applebee's.
Oh my... Do you know anyone that works at an Applebee's right now?
No,
because
I don't.
Wow, do I want to get into an Applebee's early before anyone gets there?
Yeah.
Record an episode while we're having the Dollaritas. I'll lose my marbles. I would stumble. It would be like 2 in the afternoon. It'd be 10 in the morning.
It's a Sunday.
They open at noon.
Yeah.
We're there 10 in the morning. The doors open at noon. I have a boob out.
Yeah.
You're on the floor.
Yeah.
The mic's
Somehow
not even recording.
I have a pacifier.
Yeah. We stopped recording 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I want that so bad
That'd
for us.
Great.
I need that. I need to. If you work at an Applebee's, hit
Invite
us up
us.
In the DMs.
We're trying to be there.
I don't care where it is in the U.S. I'll find my way there.
We want to drink your Dollaritas.
I'll be
and,
there.
And baby, with Dollaritas, we'll pay for them.
I'll pay. Yeah.
We'll pay for
I'll pay for them up to $30.
If you drink if you drink 30 margaritas.
Jesus.
You could do it.
If I drink 30 margaritas, I'm going to wake up the next day. The podcast equipment is not there. It's still at the Applebee's. I somehow made it home.
Yeah.
But I'm on the floor.
I'm passed out in a Dunkin' Donuts parking lot.
Yeah, you did not make it far.
I don't know how I got there.
No, you're still there. Yeah. Good for you. You made it. You tried.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
You've destroyed a Dollar Tree and called the workers' names.
I shit everywhere in the Dollar Tree.
You fucking bitch. You fucking bitch.
That makes sense, though, because I'm mad. I'm mad
oh,
about
this
$5.
So mad,
and up,
but you
I'm
have a handful
that.
Of balloons.
Yeah.
You fucking
you
bitch.
You fucking bitch.
You fucking bitch.
$1.25 for what?
My friend is outside. You fucking bitch. I'm bringing balloons. I think it's great.
I think it's a great idea. So anyway, guys, if you do work at the Applebee's,
yeah.
let us know. We're
we
very
promise in. We'll be on our best behavior. We're
we
just kidding
swear.
About all that.
Scout's honor. We've never done that before, ever.
He won't have 30.
29.
Dollaritas, we all know, they're like 1% alcohol.
They're watered down. So maybe 50. We'll see what happens.
Just let us try. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a margarita?
That's it. That's all I want to know.
How many until I get so fucked up I can't move?
Is there a
How many dollars did I pay?
Is there a Guinness Book of World Records for like most margaritas had in one sitting?
Oh,
I feel like I could win it.
Probably.
We should look into this, and if there's nothing, let's try.
Okay.
You want to try that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then I've got one more thing before we go.
All right,
just
one
because
more. Go
the
ahead.
Nostalgia of Miss Lizzie McGuire brought it up for me.
Okay.
Have you seen on the ticks and the talks that they've recently repainted the Lisa Frank building and they have the mascots outside saying, we're coming home. They're doing something with Lisa Frank again.
No.
Yes, girl. I think they're reopening Lisa Frank.
Can I act like an idiot? What are the mascots?
A tiger, like a rainbow tiger, and a dog in a sweater. I didn't know that either.
I didn't realize Lisa Frank went away.
She disappeared for a while because she's crazy.
Okay.
Have you heard the saga of one Miss Lisa Frank?
Only little bits, yeah.
She's nuts.
Yeah.
So she, basically her empire went away because she lost her mind and the whole company just kind of went under. I don't know if she's still there, but it's coming back. So hopefully she got to take two. So she's still there.
I'd
Stop
wear
acting up.
Lisa Frank t-shirts. That needs to come out. I need some t-shirts.
I need a Lisa Frank t-shirt. I need a Lisa Frank, like, golden retriever eraser for the pencils that I don't use.
Yeah.
I need a Lisa Frank agenda.
Phone case?
Phone case, agenda to put all my shit in.
Yeah.
Wallet? Folders? Yes. Oh, I'm going full office.
Car decals?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Remember the bunny ballerina?
Do I ever?
Yeah, I want her on my car.
Oh, and the dolphins and stuff?
Oh, yes. My God. Bring that shit back. Bring me back a sticker sheet where it's like metallic-y, stickery, like shimmery, and it's all just the fun characters. That's what I want.
That'd be really fun.
I'll pay a whole $2 for that.
Yeah.
Bring that back.
That sounds good.
Lisa Frank, if you need a sponsor for...
Miss Lisa.
Bring it back and we'll sponsor you.
Make a Tumblr.
Oh my God.
Kevin would suck it.
I would suck a Tumblr so bad. I would suck a Lisa Tumblr so bad.
Yeah.
Lisa Tumblr.
You'd be great at it.
I'm really good at sucking. That's why my balls hurt.
Period. Sucked them all dry.
And on that note.
All on your own. Guys, we have to go.
Guys, we have to get out of here.
This is a raunchy cast.
It's filthy. It's
terrible.
Sorry
we talked so much about Kevin's balls.
Sorry my testicles were the star of the show this time. I didn't mean it.
And sucking.
Well, two things we're very good at.
Kevin's balls and sucking Lisey.
Two things we know so well.
Yeah.
If you liked this episode of the pod, share it with your pals.
Yeah.
And follow us on Two Bland Gays on Instagram. And make sure you give the podcast 5 stars wherever you're listening.
Just do it.
We need some stars, baby. Put the stars in the sky.
Why do we have more listeners than we have stars? That means you're ignoring us.
That means you're rude.
You're ignoring us.
That means you can't put the effort in for two underpaid homosexuals.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
Give some stars if you would suck.
Put 5 stars in if you're willing to suck. That's it.
Period.
And blank.
You can fill in the blank.
Fill in the blank. But give put it the 5 stars. That's what we need.
Give it the stars.
All right, we gotta go.
You have to go.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.